This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The NBA 2K tournament is taking place. We're in the midst of it, and I'm sure you guys have all made your picks and updated your brackets, but I have a different question. So, Devin Booker, it was suggested that he should play as the Suns, and he was like, ha ha, no. And it wasn't until the fifth or sixth game of the tournament where any of the players actually used their own team. So I was thinking for you guys, like, growing up, or maybe even now, Autoflex Leasing, Fantex, 877-881-1053, did you play as your team, as your hometown team? Did you play as just the front-running team, or did you find that magical sweet spot every now and again when obviously your hometown team was the front-running team? What was your video game, or what is your video game sportsing philosophy?
This is interesting because I'm going to go back to my Madden 97 days. All right, I'm going to start there. And Madden 97, I believe Ricky Waters was the running back for that team. And I could
was he with, or was he with San Francisco then?
Maybe it was Madden 98. Either way,
San Francisco was like 92 through like 94, and then he moved to Philadelphia in 95.
So I can't run the football in Madden. I'm just bad at it. Okay, so I love to throw to the running back though, and I found three plays that I could run where I threw either downfield or I could hit one of the guys as my or I could hit Ricky Waters. So because I found that, gentlemen, I played with the Eagles for a very long time. Then I found out the Jets had, like, later on the Jets had the first round pick, or they had a really high pick. So I said, you know what, I'm not going to go with the Cowboys. I'm going to go with a team that has a really high pick, so I can go ahead and change up this team a little bit. So I went with the Jets. So Kevin, aside from the Rangers, I have never stuck to my home team in games. Sometimes the Cowboys, because I could rebuild them. Like when I built you, when I put you as a defensive tackle, I rebuilt you on the Dallas Cowboys.
Sure.
I've done that. But most of the time,
is that what you're talking about? Dunking? Are you dunking on video games?
No. I mean, I do dunk on video games. Yes, okay. But no, that's not the specific thing I'm talking about. I typically don't, and I'm very curious, 877-881-1053, because I saw Kevin Durant using Kawhi Leonard, right? Like, he was like, I'm going to use Kawhi in this game. So I'm very curious as to how many other people choose this. And I guess, Mike, with Derek's league that we recently joined, Choppy's joined, Mike Bassick's joined it, Derek Holland's in it, a lot of e-gamers are in it, and I know Joey Gallo just joined it. A lot of people got to choose their teams. We got in late. I had to choose the Minnesota Twins because Nelson Cruz is on that roster. But Joey Gallo had to go with the Phillies. Mike, what team are you?
We are the Rockies. There's only like five or four teams left to choose from. And my kid plays on the Athletics, or, you know, he was supposed to play spring ball on the A's. And I was like, well, it was like the A's, the Tigers, the Rockies, and the Astros were available. I remember those were four teams that were available. There might have been one other team that was available. So we were down to about the last few picks. And I was like, why don't you pick the A's? That's the team that you play for in the spring. And he's like, no, I want to be the Rockies. Like, well, if you like their colors or whatever, choose them. But as Reggie's giving me a crazy look, this is a league where the Rockies roster isn't your roster.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you, it's some sort of dynasty thing, and I have my son. I'm not doing the right thing as a parent right now. My kid is supposed to be like maybe doing something else, but I'm like, no, you get on that video game and you keep improving our players. Whatever
I'm doing,
you need
the same
to do
thing, Mike.
To get the players better on our team, you do that. So whatever challenges you need to do and redo, do them, because we are not good at this and we need to get our players better.
So is your kid like, but I'm supposed to read this book? And you're like, you're supposed to be reading how the pitch comes out of the pitcher's hand so we can be better.
Yep.
I'm actually telling my kid to hurry up and get done with his homework so that he can go ahead and get on the video games. But he can't play Fortnite. He has to play the show. So that's
as
what
long
I'm
as you're
on.
Dealing out a consistent message, I'm fine with that.
So I would play with the Dallas Cowboys for most of the games that I would play with. When Madden came out, I guess I'm a little bit older, is when I first started playing and it was like Tecmo Bowl, I would play with the Giants or the Bears because I'd have Lawrence Taylor, and then I'd have the Bears defense with Walter Payton, and I felt great about those two teams. But then as Madden came out, in the 90s, I was always
the
Dallas
Raiders
Cowboys. So that's how I was there. When it came to basketball, no. When it, like, NBA Live was a deal that I was playing on PlayStation 2, maybe, in PlayStation 1, I would not play with the Mavericks. They were the worst team in the world in the 90s, so I wouldn't play with them because I was like, unless I'm playing somebody really bad at this, I'm going to lose if I'm the Mavericks.
I mean, during NBA Jam, Kevin, I was either Charlotte with Larry Johnson and Muggsy Bogue.
Oh, and they have Alonzo Mourning at all?
Yeah, and Alonzo Mourning, I was Indiana Pacers with Reggie Miller and Rick Smits. I figured he could get all the rebounds whenever I'm shooting all my threes with Reggie Miller. So that's what I did too. Yesterday I was the Rangers my first game on the show, and here's something that I thought was kind of interesting. I kind of thought, how do most teams pitch these guys when they're at bat? Like, how did most teams pitch Rougned Odor? And they pitched Rougned Odor just like they would pitch Rougned Odor in a regular game. And because I'm smarter than Rougned, I was able to get hits with him.
Video game Rougned? Rougned?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Because I was able to get hits with these guys because I knew where they would throw the ball based on how they typically pitch these guys in the major leagues.
Okay.
Even with Elvis, I did the same thing. I was driving balls to right field just like Elvis would.
See, and this is what you need to do, Corey, because we're going to take a step back, and maybe this was the direction, because I kind of dig this philosophy. From the 972, I was like playing as the worst team. If I could beat you with the worst team, shows how much better I am. And in career mode, I'm the reason they became relevant again, because that is one of the other things that I do, that I did. So, like, if you're just jumping in, Devin Booker scoffed at the notion of playing as the Suns. Montrezl Harrell and Domantas Sabonis, they were the first two teams in the tournament on day two or three to actually play as their team. I would sometimes take video games as my need to settle the score.
Ooh.
So, like, I could go to Madden 94 and I could be the Cowboys and beat the 49ers. And somehow, in my little kid brain, that made all the world right. Because I was like, yeah, you won the Super Bowl, I guess. But when we rematched, I won. So really, the Cowboys won the Super Bowl because they took it home on Madden on my Sega Genesis. So I think sometimes I use video games to even the score of sports wrongs that needed to be fixed.
Don, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, how often do we refer to the Madden pre-Super Bowl now as a predictor of what's going to happen? Well, I mean, they ran 100,000 different versions of the game, so obviously it should be right.
Yeah.
Did you guys like this NBA 2K tournament? Did you guys sit and watch and were entertained by it?
I thought they could still do a little bit better job of highlighting the audio, because sometimes some of the players I thought were like talking sort of low, or you didn't exactly catch everything. But, I mean, I thought it was interesting. It's interesting, too, to, like, kind of try to look around what's happening in their background. You're like, hold on. Is that a city view, or what are we working with here? So, I mean, I thought it was fun. And then again, also, Mike, like, it's probably not totally designed for us as much as our kids. And I'd be really curious what kind of, like, younger viewership it brought in.
Okay, because I was not entertained.
Well,
oh, really?
I mean, when it comes to being designed, I think it actually is trying to be designed for you and not necessarily the kids, because the kids wouldn't necessarily be tuning into ESPN to watch this, right?
Yeah.
Like, they'd be going on to Twitch.
Platform streaming, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, like Twitch or something. I think that they need to, they're trying to make it more palatable to, like, the general sports audience, but obviously this is their first go of it without any real testing. I think this was the testing ground, and they're going to make some adjustments as they move forward to, like, the further rounds.
Yeah, and you know, if they could entertain a few people, like did we see ratings on this yet? Are there
not? To be fair, I did not check what Friday night's ratings were, but I'll go see if I can track that.
And I wonder
down.
What their typical Friday night ratings are whenever they do something like this. So comparatively, you know, are more people staying at home and watching something like this, or more people? I really do wonder.
Well, their Friday night would be an NBA game.
Okay.
Yeah, so
probably be pretty good. I wonder if like Netflix's numbers are up right now because of this, or like whose numbers are going bigger and better right now because of what's going on.
If you want a perfect example of people like being smart and cashing in on the moment, is I guess Netflix is supposed to release another episode of Tiger King this week that they just like filmed over the last week or few days. Yeah,
yeah,
because
Jeff Lowe said he's done it because he said everybody wants to see the nanny and they want to see what's going on right now.
And you saw that with ESPN and ABC obviously moving up Jordan for a couple of the Jordan documentary, The Last Dance, a couple of months. This Friday, I think the Trolls sequel is going to go straight to on demand if you want to buy it. So
I watched Onward yesterday with my kids.
Yes, because
Disney
Plus
decent.
Is another great example. They put Frozen 2 on there early. They put Onward on there early. So I think people are smartly realizing some of the content, and maybe video games will take it. Maybe video games will find a way to take advantage, or the TV stations are obviously trying to find advantage.
Couple things from the 817. Just hit random or hold the stick down for a random team. Just get a random team and like just hold it down and then stop and let go. Sometimes people do that. I think that's a lot of fun because you never know like who you're going to end up with. Some people just say my favorite player is on this team. T.O. is on the Niners, so I'm going to be the Niners. Or you know, Randy Moss is on the Vikings, so I'm going to be the Vikings.
Okay, what do you think about this philosophy though? Because I mean, I think those are probably okay, but from the 817 hometown team or a team with a rating close to whoever my opponent chose, because if you always pick the top-rated team, then you a B.
Yeah, but no, that's true.
Okay, then from the 817, because this is what I wanted to hear, and I don't know why, because it doesn't fix anything, but it just makes me happy. I've beaten NHL 20 with the Stars 3 times now. Never gets old. And I always play as the Stars, especially since the Winter Classic jerseys are an option. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, does it actually mean that hockey is starting back up and we're going to win the Stanley Cup? No. Yeah. But for some reason, I feel like I would take more enjoyment with winning Tecmo Bowl with the Cowboys than I would have by just Bo Jacksoning it up.
Well, Kevin, you know, my 2K player, I was with the Pelicans. I won 3 championships, and I just won my 3rd championship after I got moved over to the Mavericks. Me, Luka, Jason Tatum, and Dennis Smith Jr. just won a championship together.
Oh, we brought DSJ back?
No, he was still there. So we all won a championship together. And you know what? It did feel better. We've won 3 now, so I've won 6 straight titles as my player. But I brought 3 to the Mavericks. So now Luka is better than Dirk in that respect.
How much as an adult do you celebrate winning the video game
season? Probably too
much.
I don't, Mike. Oh, I really don't like sit there and pop champagne because I won a 2K season.
Okay, like that would be ridiculous, probably. But I'm not going to.
You said probably.
Okay, look, I'm not going to pretend that I'm above this because on my GameCube, which is like my last apex of gaming, if you want to know, like, when was the time that I was really gaming? We went from the Nintendo 64, then I was really big into the GameCube. And then I had All-Star Baseball. And, of course, I picked the Texas Rangers, and I built a player that I decided would represent me, even though we shared none of the same physical qualities because he wasn't, like, medium-sized and really fat. And I named him Crusher Johnson. And I was absolutely stoked when Crusher won the MVP and we won the World Series. Like,
disproportionate. Yeah, that's awesome.
It was disproportionate to what I should have been, too. I wasn't just like, oh, yeah, I did it. I was like, we won the World Series.
So, how'd you come up with that name?
And it was Crusher with a K because he was a home run hitter. I built him like his primary skill was power. And so
was the K in there because he had a lot of strikeouts?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, look, when you're swinging for the fences, I feel like, again, once again, like with the shift, I was ahead of the direction that baseball was going to go. I was hitting like 85 home runs a season, and I might have struck out a decent amount, but I had a decent batting average, and I was winning MVPs, and we were winning the World Series. And yes, Corey, I was disproportionately excited. It's a video game that means nothing, but I was really jazzed up about it.
That's pretty amazing for you, man. I also don't believe that. Did y'all happen to watch, because somebody did text this in, that the NASCAR simulated race was pretty
interesting. Oh, yeah, somebody quit and lost sponsorships because of it.
Yeah, Bubba Wallace rage quit in the
but
race.
But didn't they say he was just kidding, right? Like, he wasn't really furious, was he? He's like, this stupid game, I'm done with it!
He said, that's why I don't take this crap serious. Peace out, because he was in an incident with Bowyer or whatever.
Boyer.
And after fans ripped him on Twitter, he laughed at how seriously some were taking that. So that's pretty funny, though, that Bubba Wallace just rage quit. Because rage quitting's hilarious, man. There's nothing funnier than that.
Okay, you might think this is funnier than that. This might be the only thing for the 972. Super Nintendo, Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball was the S.
I used
the Rangers and started every game with Otis Nixon laying down a bunt for a single. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Bassick is so fired.
I was in college at the time when that happened, 1997-ish, 96. And we could play Ken Griffey Jr. baseball for hours.
You should have been studying, Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.